It's always great to have a Pacific nation and a member state of our organization take the lead on something that's a critical part of the global agenda, and it would most certainly allow us to shine a light once again on the fact that a number of our Pacific Island nations are indeed on the front line of climate change, and that's extremely important for gaining both international visibility and support in continuing to address what is a current and will be an ongoing challenge.
The level of backing that Fiji appears to have achieved for its bid, does that tell us that Pacific voices are increasingly playing a lead role in the whole climate change process, that other nations think if the Pacific are out there front and centre, it can have a broader impact down the chain?
Well, look, I'd like to think so. We saw it in the lead-up and all through COP21. We had a number of very visible Pacific leaders who were taking centre stage on these climate change issues, not only for the region, but also to gain global visibility and credibility for immediately addressing the challenge that climate change is posing to populations in vulnerable islands. And so, yes, I think that the fact that we have seen wide support for Fiji's bid for the COP23 presidency is certainly a sign that Pacific Island countries are being seen as being able not only to be participants but also to be actors and leaders on this particular subject, and that can only be a real positive for our region.
And does the prospect of Fiji holding the presidency in Bonn next year open up the possibility, at least, not necessarily face-to-face, but maybe a long-distance clash between two very larger-than-life characters, namely Prime Minister Frank Bainimarama and the man who'll be President of the United States by then, Donald Trump?
Oh, well, look, I can't really comment on that. We'd like to think that because both Fiji and the United States of America are members of the Pacific community, that we'll continue to see very positive and constructive engagement between all of our members on subjects that are of concern to them. We've seen that in the past. The United States has been a great partner to SPC and to the region, and from the SPC perspective, we'll certainly be working to ensure that that continues in the future.
But with clear concerns about Donald Trump's commitment to the whole climate change manifesto, would that in any way undermine America's standing within the Pacific community? I mean, surely to have a country like America within the community but not backing the key issue in the Pacific, namely climate change, is untenable, isn't it?
Well, that's part of the role that we play. As a regional organization, we're a platform for discussing some of these issues between the member states, and we've seen that we've been able to do it in the past. And we certainly hope to be able to do it in the future. I think that it's in everybody's interest to be able to work together, and that one of the positive things about having the United States as part of the Pacific community is that we will be able to demonstrate to the delegates that will come to our meetings, both at officials level and at higher levels, that climate change truly is an issue for the region. It's a significant issue for its populations, and we all need to work together to ensure that we address it. I think it's too early to say what will or what will not be the reaction of the Trump administration, but from our perspective, it's extremely important to prepare for that and to work towards it and continue to sensitize and work with our American partners so that we can get the most positive outcome possible for this region.